joined by Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, is Joe banned from Neville-wood?
Oh, boy. He had a day. But I don't know if he's banned. You know what? He's like a little bit of like the mayor. You know, when he went up there, like, yeah, he knew a lot of people in Neville-wood. You know, when like everyone wanted to say hi to him, like, you know, I golf with a couple guys. One of my good buddies, Mike Domingo, he's like the mayor too. You know, he walks around, he knows everyone, and he couldn't golf that day. And I'm like, oh, now I'm with Joe. He's like the next mayor. He's stopping, talking to people. We had the president of Neville-wood come and meet us on the 14th hole, talk to Joe. I'm like, I'm a member. You guys don't come and talk to me like this. And it was a really fun day. Obviously, what happened at the end was kind of crazy, and I feel really bad because I had to leave. I had a meeting at 12:30. And we teed off at 8:10. We had a slow round. We all kind of weren't playing well.
So did he have any flip outs where he teed the ball off and just swore and made up like words at the top of his lungs? Because he does
that. That's really what I want to know about TK, because he gets a little hot under the collar when it doesn't go his way.
He's like, this sucks. I'm the worst golfer of all time. I quit, with F-bombs and things in there.
Oh, yeah. Like a couple of the holes, he's like, you're never asking back. I am so bad. Oh, my God. I have a video of him behind a tree, and like, I was going to post it on the fan, you know, and I'm just like, he's having a day.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I'll say this, TK, for how mad he gets at himself, he is a very good sport about like that stuff being discussed publicly. Like he knows he's ridiculous and he kind of rolls with it.
Yeah. And so like Neville-wood's such a beautiful course. It's like a long, you got to like to play well, especially like, you got to have a long ball. You got to get it out there, and then your short game comes into play. Well, he doesn't trust his driver. So I bet you hit his 3 hybrid maybe 55 times that day. You know, like I was like, dude, that thing is smoking. But he's consistent, and like I feel like he's a good golfer. And like if he finds his rhythm and he gets out of his head – and I told him, like, dude, like, you would beat us all if you hit your driver. He goes, I don't want to even
TK,
look at
TK, though, I've seen – so I've played with him. He is pretty good. Yeah. He plays a ton, and he's gotten very good very quick for how late he started, relatively speaking. But, like, I've seen it when the driver goes bad for him, man. It's like adding a poison pill in there. Like it's like the goalie is just letting in everything, and you guys are trying your best to play in front of him. Eventually, you just lose it because the goalie can't stop a beach ball. That's how the driver is for him.
Exactly. Like, and you don't want to get into someone's head, especially this is my first time golfing with him. You know, like even the more I get comfortable, you know, obviously I didn't chirp him or nothing like that. But like again, he's really consistent. His putting's pretty good. You know. And so I left at 12:30. Mm-hmm. I was like, Joe, I got to go. Let me know if he goes, TK, I got it. Thanks a lot. I'll see ya. So I had to leave. I just, you know, I just left in my golf cart. And I'm like, oh, and Joe's like, I'll take care of it. And I'm getting texts from every member at Neville-wood going. And they all like, hey, Joe's putting all this, you know, he just had a 5-star meal on your bill. I know what number you are. He's splitting bottles of wine up there. He's sitting in on meetings and all this stuff, you know. And after my meeting, I had a hockey session at Barrow at 3:45 on Fridays. On the way there, I get a text and a call from Jason Cannon. He's like a real estate guy. He's like, hey, I'm sitting with Starkey right now. And his car is still here. I'm like, dude, it's been.
Was it still going off? Was the alarm still going at 3 o'clock?
It was literally 3.5 hours since I left. And I felt bad. I'm like, and I'm telling you, Joe, you need anything? He goes, no, he's coming. You know, obviously, like, AAA came and they couldn't help him. And then, you know, but I would have paid to see his car coming off. Like, because that's like a really busy time on Friday is like the afternoon, and you have to go through the parking lot to get to the range, and like just to see his car going off, and Joe's just sitting there with his clubs. But no, like, again, Joe's a beauty. He went inside the club. He's making himself at home. He's meeting and greeting. He might actually get a membership out of this, letting his car, being there for an extra 3 or 4 hours.
Well, it sounds like he handled you leaving okay, because when I played basketball with him and he tore his Achilles, he was so mad at me that I didn't go in the ambulance with him to the hospital. And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. The paramedics were here. That's their job. And he still like takes it personally, like as an affront to our relationship, that I didn't ride to the hospital with him that day.
Oh, so, maybe he's holding it in right now. Maybe he's got like, what a dick move by TK by just taking off. But I am telling you, like when, like I have, like I'm pretty busy, you know. And if I can squeeze 18 in, I'm squeezing it in. And like, you can even ask all my buddies. Like, as soon as I'm done 18, shaking
hands, you're out of there.
I'm,
no
I'm
19th hole for TK.
No. Unless we're tied in a money game, then we're going to 19, because I'm a kind of golfer that I need to play for something. I can't go out there and not play for something. It has to, and I'm not saying we're paying big money or nothing like that, but I either like really big bragging rights, or like we're playing for money.
TK,
it's mostly money.
Can we run this back? I am inviting myself here. I'm just going to flat out admit that up front. Can I get out there with you and Joe possibly and just bear witness to this? Because I've played with Joe many times, but I feel like I could also keep him in line a little bit more.
Oh, his self-talk.
Oh, I know. He has a bad talk. His self-talk, if it were a CD, would have one of those parental advisory labels on it because of all the cussing.
That's a good one.
Be very bad.
All right, TK, we'll hear you tomorrow with Joe for the update. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Boys, I can say one thing. It's like my six-year-old after a bad shift in hockey. That's how Joe talks to himself. He goes, I suck. I hate this game. I suck. I'm sorry. I hate this.
I hope your six-year-old doesn't know all the words Joe knows. Let's put it like that.
No, it's a little PGA, but sounds good, boys.
See
always
you, TK.
Fun.
You bet.